Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out about this year's 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, starting October 19th through the 24th.
Mama taught me this. I'm sure Brother Hagin probably had something to do with this, teaching her. Ephesians 5, 17 and 18. Now Paul is writing to the same group of people. And he tells them to be filled again. He's talking to the same group of people that got it in Acts 19. This is Ephesians 5, 17. Are y'all there? Good. Paul, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Click. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be what?
Filled.
Be filled with the Spirit. Paul is not telling these Christians to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit again. They already got it in Acts 19. He was telling them maintain a constant experience of being filled with and overflowing with the power of God. Amen. The fullness of God. Amen. And so Ephesians 5:18 teaches us, Brother Hagin taught this. I've heard this a lot of times through tapes. Not because I wanted to, because Mom played it really loud on reel-to-reel tapes. And we heard it. It went to our being. And the literal Greek says here, when it says be filled with the Spirit, it says be being filled. A lot of us know that and we've taught it. Rick Renner's comments on this particular verse. Listen to this. Rick Renner. Y'all know Rick Renner. Thank God for Rick Renner. Thank God for Billy Brim. Thank God for Brother Hagin. Thank God for Chip Brim. I just threw it in there. Here's what Rick Renner said. Paul was urging them to put aside the wine and to be filled with something else. Not only to be filled with something else, but continue filling until you're overflowing in its place. This is a Greek scholar. Paul knew that once believers were under the influence of God's Spirit, they would be powerful. They would be powerful. The body needs to get filled so we can do what we, the will of God, to do. There's only one way. We have to be filled. I didn't ask you if you love the Lord. I didn't ask you if you're born again. And these are all important things. I'm asking you, are you filled with and controlled by the Spirit now? Amen? We need continual fillings. Amen? Do you agree with that or not? We need continual fillings of the Word. We need continual fillings of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Glory to God. Now, Paul knew that when you're filled, you're changed. So changed, this is Rick Renner, I'm still. So filled and so overflowing that they would begin to speak to themselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, making melody in your heart, giving thanksgiving. This is what they do. Have you ever seen that Geico commercial? Golf commentators whisper. Y'all not? Okay. And he looks like he's got a 9-iron, Bill. Yeah, you want to get a nap on Sunday? Watch golf. I love golf, but if I want to take a nap, it's that whispering. That's what they do. And this one commercial has this monster come out of the pond. They call it a kraken. And the people are going nuts. And the guy doesn't know what to do. And the kraken grabs with his tentacle the golfer. And the commentators go, looks like he's got a 9-iron, Bill. I don't think that's going to be enough club. Yeah, he's going to lose some strokes on this hole. The place is electric. And then they go, golf commentators, they whisper. That's what they do. So anyway, I'm saying, why did I say all that? Because when you're filled and you're continual filling, you'll begin speaking. You won't be able to control. You know what you're going to be speaking? Faith. And you know how you're going to be doing it? With boldness. With boldness. Because there will be no place for fear. If there's fear in there, we got a low word level somewhere, and we need to get filled with that word and the Spirit. Amen. And there won't be fear. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Stay. Don't move. Are we filled now? You know, over a process of time, you can leak. Is that scriptural? Absolutely. Hebrews 2 says this. We ought to pay much closer attention than ever before to the truths that we have heard, lest in any way or at any time we should let them slip. I looked up the word slip. It says to leak out as water drips from a leaky faucet. And then God told the Israelites, you've leaked. Remember that in Jeremiah? He says this, he goes, for my people have committed two evils. They've forsaken me. What does he call me? What does he call God? What does he call himself? The fountain of living waters. They have forsaken the fountain of living waters, and they have hewed them out cisterns or reservoirs. And he says, broken cisterns, broken reservoirs that can hold no water. God doesn't want his people then or now to be broken reservoirs or cisterns. He needs the body to be filled with the fullness of God. Amen. And when you're filled and you're speaking, whoo, oh, you horede beshia rama sotoke, de arama haso. That's how you stay filled. You want to know how to stay filled? Pray in the Spirit. How much are we praying in the Spirit? Come on now. Are we going to be filled in a powerful church or not? Was Jesus filled? Absolutely. Powerful. So we become a body, an anointed body. Amen? Holy filled and flooded with God himself. Do you agree or not? Is it time to be that church? Is it time to be that body? We are the body of Christ. What's Christ mean? The anointing. We are. What did he tell me? Chip, stay filled. Don't just preach it, live it. Live it every day. I mean, I went home and got t-shirts. I made t-shirts. We made bumper stickers. We did everything with the anointing on it. We got everything you could imagine. We did it. Put it in front of our church's eyes. I want to hear it out of your mouths. I am anointed. I am filled. I want to hear tongues coming out. I want to hear faith coming out. Out of you, out of you. Don't be. This is not a time, church, to be not speaking. This is why we need to be speaking more. Amen. Hold it, Abaka. Anybody want any free stuff? I'm telling you, right out there, we got a whole bunch of these anointed t-shirts. Where else can you get an anointed t-shirt at? You better get it tonight because they'll run out of them tonight. Glory to God. Let's get some free stuff. Now, all right. Everybody say, I am anointed. I am anointed. It's time to become that body, wholly filled with God himself. Turn to Ephesians 3:14 through 20, King James. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Click. Clickety, click, click. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, click, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Woo, here it comes. Aridabashi, hey, that kiaraba. That was click in tongues. That Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, click, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height, click, and to know, everybody say no, My people perish for a lack of knowing. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, one translation says mere knowledge, that ye might be, everybody, ye might be filled with all the fullness of God, that we might be filled, church, filled. He's coming back for a filled church, filled, and running over with the power of the anointing, with his glory, with the anointing. Glory to God. Click. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now let's look at Ephesians 3, 19 and 20 in the Amplified. I think it's kind of cool. That you may really come to know. That you may really. Practically through experience for yourselves, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. Click. That ye may be filled through all your being unto all the fullness of God. May have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body, wholly filled. And what? Flooded with God himself. Faith cometh by hearing. You get in that word and you start speaking that word. Bible says, take no thought speaking. Never leave a thought unanswered, the Lord told me one time. Always speak. Don't leave that thought there. Speaking in tongues fills you up. Being thankful fills you up. When you're unthankful, you start leaking. 1 Corinthians 14, 4 says, he that speaketh. Everybody say speaketh. Everybody say it again. He that, one more time. He that in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. Oh, did you ever see the teaching of Brother Hagin on that one? Brother Hagin said, we could say it like this because edifieth being charging up your batteries. He said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. He builds himself up or charges himself up like a battery. What happens when you have a dead battery that's empty? It doesn't matter how good that equipment is. Come on now. But when that battery's charged up and full, amen, you can get results out of it. In other words, as we pray in tongues, we are charging up our spirits by the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you filled now? Here we want signs, wonders, and miracles. Are you filled now? We teach our youth here every year. We teach them about this, and guess what? Signs, wonders, miracles happen all the time. Why? It's the fullness of God. It's the power of God. It's the way the church is supposed to be and operate. Amen?
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. What you just heard was from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Join us October 19th through the 24th for this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Save the dates and make your plans now to come to Branson, Missouri. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To register online, visit our website at billybrim.org, billybrim.org.